So I'm going to move on now and talk about metastatic melanoma, but just kind of as a follow-up to what you were saying about new trial ideas and immunotherapy, new ideas. Just kind of curious about other checkpoint inhibitors that are being looked at in melanoma, the ones that I've heard about, and I think a lot of people have heard about, epacadostat, LAG-3, and TIM-3. To us, these are barely names, but at least we've heard the names. Could you kind of summarize what these other checkpoints are and what we know about them in terms of clinical research?
So epacadostat is a little bit a sad story for us. It's not really a checkpoint, I would say, but it's an enzyme that we know is immunosuppressive. It acts on the cycle of tryptophan. And there were some quite promising data in a few patients with a 55% response rate, no toxicity. I think we should have been a little bit more cautious about the fact that this drug does not induce any adverse event. Tell me about one drug that gives no adverse event and that is effective. I don't know any. But anyway, we combined epacadostat, this IDO, so the enzyme is called IDO, IDO inhibitor, epacadostat with pembrolizumab, and we compared with pembrolizumab single agent plus placebo. So a very well-conducted trial. If you look at the curves, you just cannot distinguish them because they are really on top of the other. PFS, OS. Totally negative trial. At least we didn't have a bad effect, a pejorative effect. But that was a big disappointment in the community. I must say that it was a long time that we didn't have a negative trial in melanoma. We now become to be very ambitious, you know. We want to do better each time. So it was a big disappointment. But also, I think it's a good lesson. It's a good lesson because we need to have more data in phase two, more preclinical data to go ahead with a big phase three. And I hope it's going to help us to design trial in a better way. Now, you talk about TIM-3 and LAG-3. They are a checkpoint inhibitor, also interacting, you know, interaction between tumor cell immune cells or immune cells. And these are negative checkpoints also. So we try to block them, and we have clinical trials going on. We have some phase two. We have some so-called platform trial where we combine anti-PD-1 with such and such drug because we look for a signal of efficacy. Because, you know, after you fail anti-PD-1 or anti-PD-1 plus ipilimumab, if you are wild-type BRAF, what do you give to your patients? You are in a very difficult situation. So any signal of efficacy, even 10-15%, we would try to go and to see who is going to respond. Also, we have some very promising results with stimulation of innate immunity, trying to induce a sort of a dangerous signal to activate the immune system with, for example, Toll-like receptor agonist. These receptors, they are the same family as TNF-alpha or IL-1. These are so-called primary cytokine. You know, they activate the immune system, but in a very unspecific way. Innate. They are activated, for example, this Toll-like receptor, they are activated by bacteria or germs. So we can stimulate them with agonist, and we try to combine that with anti-PD-1 or with anti-CTLA-4. And we have some quite promising results. So now we already have phase three going, and more specifically with TLR9 agonist. And there are several of them in development.